This week we are joined by Nayeli. Nayeli, you have got to tell me all about the interview you did this week.
I had a great time doing this interview. This was actually the first artist interview I've gotten to do for the station, and I loved it. I talked to her a little bit about how she came from. She's from around here in Dixon, in the same area that Logan's from.
Yes.
And just her journey being a musician here in a small town, and then she moved to Nashville. That's a huge change. She talked a lot about that, which was super interesting to hear.
For sure. Well, me and Gina actually grew up in the same hometown from Dixon, Illinois. So it is so cool to see her really take off and see her push her career out. And honestly, she is such a huge inspiration. So let's jump right into the interview with Gina Veneer.
All right. It's awesome to have you. Do you want to introduce yourself and the instruments you play?
Sure. I am Gina Veneer, and I pretty much play every instrument, but my go-to primary instruments are drums and acoustic guitar.
That's awesome. What really inspired you to make music?
Early on, I'd say I was super inspired by just jamming out with my dad. Like when I was like 6 or 7 years old, he was a DJ and a musician himself. So I picked up the drums really quickly at a young age. And then when I turned 13, I learned guitar. And I think that's when I was inspired to write my own music and to learn a bunch of my favorite Avril Lavigne songs, mostly. I don't even know if you know who that is.
What genre were you most drawn to when you first started playing music?
It was probably the pop scene, like the pop music scene. I do like more of like an alternative country genre here in Nashville, but loved pop music when I was growing up. Listened to a lot of Michael Jackson, and then I kind of moved into like I said, Avril Lavigne, and just like loved pop music so much. So nowadays there's just so much music to consume, so I'm just inspired by like so much.
Yeah, did you feel that like pop music kind of like transfer over to your own music at all, or did you kind of stray? Because I know it's a little like country pop-ish.
Yeah, exactly. I think there's some elements of pop music in almost everything we hear, and just because it's very much focused on the rhythm and the groove. And as a drummer, I've always just been, my ears have always just kind of like sparked up when I hear a really great, really great beat or a melody within a rhythm. And so I think naturally that might come out in my songwriting and in my sessions here in Nashville, just naturally. Yeah.
How would you describe like the genre you play?
I'd say it's kind of transitioning into more of like an Americana genre. I have played country CMA Fest here in Nashville, but I also just recently played Americana Fest, and I felt like I was a little bit more comfortable in the Americana genre, where it's focused more on lyric and message and kind of centering around who the artist actually is. And so I think it's more of like an Americana singer-songwriter sort of genre that I'm sort of transitioning into.
Yeah, that's awesome. So what upcoming shows do you have going on?
Well, I am just coming off of Americana Fest, so just sort of riding the coattails of that festival and kind of seeing what could come from it. As a writer, my main focus right now moving forward is a song that I have coming out with an artist here in Nashville named Fancy Haygood. And Fancy's releasing a song that I wrote on October 25th called American Spirit. And so I think just with sort of focusing on writing more a little bit right now in the off season, like going into fall and winter, mostly just focusing on the songwriting side of my journey, my career. So that's sort of my main focus right now. Hey, I'm Gina Veneer, and you're listening to my song, God Knew, here on 103.3 WZND's New Music Monday.
People so mad when I kiss you in public. I just know that it does. I don't know how I went on so long without you laughing in the background. I just know now I can't get enough. I don't think of myself as brave or reckless, making a statement, sinner or saint, it ain't that complicated. And God don't make mistakes, 'cause He made a million little grains of gold set right next to the sea. He made a bluebird's wings cast. catch a ride on the breeze so perfectly. I know exactly what the old book says, but I choose to believe God knew what he was doing when he put you next to me. I don't know what magic brings people like magnets together. I just know I ain't giving this up. I don't know who decided exactly what love gets to look like. I just know it looks like us. I don't think of myself as brave or reckless, making a statement, sinner or saint. It ain't that complicated. And God don't make mistakes, 'cause he made a million little grains of gold set right next to the sea. He made a bluebird's wings catch a ride on the breeze so perfectly. I know exactly what the old book says, but I choose to believe God knew.
Now, I know you're in Nashville now, you've mentioned that. I was talking to Logan before, and he tells me you're from a small town. How was that transition?
Definitely a big move, especially when you do it on your own, which I did 10 years ago. So now this kind of feels, this place feels a lot like home. But yeah, I'm from a very small town, which I'm very proud of, because I think it raised me with, you know, really strong values and sort of a wholesome upbringing, if you will, being in a small town. So I knew that I would be kind of solid to spread my wings anywhere I wanted to go, because I just felt really good about my foundation. So being born and raised in a small town was actually a really prideful sort of part of my story. And yeah, you know, I definitely appreciate the Midwest values that were instilled in me early on, and kind of sort of brought them to my whole like world here in Nashville. So
yeah. What has been your favorite memory, like making music from the beginning till now, what you've got going on so far?
Some of my favorite memories have kind of happened recently. They call Nashville Music City. They also call it a 10-year town, and I've been here exactly 10 years. And I think that's because as a writer, as an artist, you finally start feeling like all of the work that you've put in is starting to pay off. And I sort of started feeling that this past year. I had a song go on Sirius XM, The Highway, debut on The Highway. And then I had the music video for that song go on to be on CMT Music. So got some love from the country music industry, I suppose. And then God Knew found itself on some really great independent playlists on Spotify. And as an independent artist, like those little victories are really, really amazing. And then again, having this song come out on Fancy's project is a really cool thing. He's got a lot of cool things going on. So it's kind of my first bigger cut here in town. And I'm excited to see where that goes. The memories are piling up, though. I mean, I was on American Idol when I first started my career here in 2014, which was a very long time ago. But that gave me a lot of really cool experiences. And just the people that I've met along the way are just mostly the most memorable thing, I think, for me, for sure.
Yeah, it sounds like an amazing experience. Just so much happening within 10 years, right?
Yeah.
And you talked a little bit about music video. I know your music video, Don't Come to My Show, came up pretty recently. How was filming that?
Really fun. Again, doing everything independently, while it would be really nice to be picked up by a record label, I think nowadays there's a lot less pressure for artists and writers to get a major record label or major record deal behind them. Like you look at all of the artists on TikTok, or, you know, just anybody that you might be listening to on Spotify. And a lot of times you could look up that they're just doing it on their own. So it's kind of cool that the generation now is basically just going out there and putting out music. music. They're not waiting for major big machines to pick them up and support their music. And so that's sort of the, I guess, the lane that I went into as well. I'm like, well, I should lean into being an independent artist, put out my own music videos, put out my own songs, play instruments, you know, play the drums and the guitar on all the records. Of course, I'm singing on all the records. I wrote all the songs. So I started doing that this past year. And to see like the music video that we shot independently here in Nashville kind of do some cool things, for, you know, it was just, it's cool to feel like your work is sort of like getting seen. There's some visibility there that I'm really proud of. So yeah, it was cool to shoot that video at the AAA stadium here in Nashville. It was like very much a baseball theme.
Yeah, we're definitely very happy to have you here on WCND. So thank you so much for your time doing this interview. It's been great talking to you and hearing about all this stuff.
Oh my gosh, so much fun. Thank you guys always for giving me love and supporting me and supporting independent artists like myself. And it's really sweet. Thank you.
Thank you so much to Gina Veneer for being our artist interview this week. Nayeli, do you have any finishing points kind of more about the interview?
Yeah, I really enjoyed talking to her about how her music, it was her first music video that she did. So I got to talk to her a little bit about the process of that, which is super cool to hear about. I really enjoyed it.
Of course. And make sure you guys check out Gina Veneer's music. Like I said, she is honestly such an inspiration coming from my small town and kind of making it out in Nashville. I know I've always looked up to her, so I'm so glad we got to interview her for the station.